and the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump insisting that the United States should take over the Gaza Strip. Reaction from the Middle East, a resounding no from officials in Jordan, Egypt, Turkey, and some European countries. President Trump says he wants to open Gaza to private development and turn it into the Riviera of the Middle East. Offers for federal government buyouts have now expanded to include the entire CIA workforce. The president is expected to sign a new executive order aimed at banning trans athletes from women's sports. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
It directs federal agencies, including the Department of Justice, to enforce it. And if universities do not comply, the White House warns they could not only lose federal funding, but also face legal action. The president is expected to sign this at an event later at the White House today. And they do expect some sporting organizations, including the NCAA, to follow suit.
Police in suburban Columbus, Ohio, are searching for the person who opened fire on workers inside a cosmetics warehouse. One person killed, five wounded. This is ABC News. The hottest new AI may be putting your data in the hands of China. DeepSeek rocked the AI world, shooting to number one in both Apple and Android app stores. But now, ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky says there are serious security concerns.
DeepSeek concedes it sends data to China. But where Ivan Cirini at cybersecurity firm Fairroot says it may end up is concerning.
The software code loaded on DeepSeek's website has a direct reference and ability to send information to China Mobile's servers.
China Mobile is a state-owned telecommunications company that has been sanctioned in this country over fears it could cause irreparable damage to U.S. national security.
Google apparently making some changes to the way it could develop AI, a section of its AI principles document that promised not to pursue AI that could be used in weapons to cause harm or surveillance, has now been removed. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancôme, Estée Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid with a little bow and arrow.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says proposed tariffs from the Trump administration could cripple Wisconsin farmers. The Wisconsin Democrat says any country hit with American tariffs isn't going to roll over, and that's something President Trump should remember from his first term in office. Nearly a dozen loose and aggressive dogs bit 8 people Monday night at a Quick Trip on Madison's Far East Side. A woman at the scene who was responsible for the dogs was given 15 municipal citations. A criminal charge is also being referred to the DA's office. The dogs were taken to Dane County's Humane Society. Democratic lawmakers joined child care providers, parents, and children at the Capitol Tuesday to advocate for increased state funding. The group delivered postcards to the offices of Republican legislators, at least some of whom would need to come along if increased funding is to get done. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married. And Sophia when she had a baby. And Gary when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with areas of light snow and freezing drizzle developing this afternoon and continuing into this evening. Our high 28 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 26 with more snow, accumulating snow Friday night. And Saturday, get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 above.
Thanks, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk to Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter. He's going swimming. We're going to find out about that here coming up. Here's Martina.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. Tells me I'm not good enough. Just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender. He loves me mad. He loves me silly and he loves me sad. He thinks I'm pretty. He thinks I'm smart. He likes my nerve and he loves my heart. He's always saying he's my biggest fan.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Martina McBride, My Baby Loves Me, 908. I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour we have today in history, opening markets as well. Joining us though right now, Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter. And Sheriff Winter is going swimming here coming up. This sounds like a lot of fun. He is going to be going swimming March 8th up at Loopy's Grill and Saloon. How you doing there, Sheriff Winter?
I'm hoping and extremely hopeful that the Mother Nature is as kind this year as she was last year. Yes. I know you've plunged over in Wabasha before, so you know what the breathtaking experience is.
No, I don't, because that day, because it was unseasonably warm and it was 63 that day, so the water wasn't bad. However, you know, with the grumpy old men, Martha and I dressed up, so I dressed up as a woman, and she dressed up as Jack Lemmon. But I, that was the only time Martha got really mad at me, because we were out on the pier, and I'm like, okay, we're going to do this, right? Yeah, one, two, three, and I stopped and stood there, and she jumped in. Needless to say, she gave me a salute. We won't tell you what that is. Then I finally jumped in. But this is a fundraiser, right?
Yeah, so for I've been doing this for, I think this is my fifth or sixth year of plunging for the Special Olympics Polar Plunge. Last year it did move up to Loopy's Grill and Saloon up outside of Chippewa Falls. Fundraising is the goal is 80,000. I checked this morning, we're at almost 11,000. So with over a little bit a month to go to raise that other almost 70,000. So it's all the money stays here in Wisconsin to support the thousands of athletes across Wisconsin.
Okay, and this is you know, I know that the sheriff's departments, it seems like across Wisconsin, This has always been a special type of fundraiser for all of you, because you do things as well. I know there's like a walk and a run. I know down in Monroe County, they always took part in a run, walk, or a bike ride or something like that too.
Yeah, so the LETR is a separate entity of Special Olympics. It's the law enforcement torch run. So law enforcement since the 1980s, that was the first LETR run for Special Olympics. It happened down in Kansas, and it raises money and brings awareness to the athletes. And law enforcement has become the guardians of the flame of hope for our Special Olympic athletes. They are special. They want to be treated as a normal person, and we are their guardians. They look at us. I've had athletes jump up in my arms at bowling tournaments when they see me. I have athletes from across Wisconsin that I have gotten to know and become friends with. So
that's pretty cool. Again, talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter this morning. He's taking part in the Polar Plunge to help out Special Olympics. That'll be on Saturday, March 8th. At Loopy's Grill and Saloon, and it's part of a fundraiser, and he could use your help. Now, I know that you had something on the Sheriff's Department's Facebook page and a link, but if, you know, there's some folks that don't use social media, so if they want to make a donation, can they drop something off up at the Sheriff's Department?
They can. Drop it off with their name, and I'll work to get that into the website. They really want all the money to go through the fundraising page. It's just easier and simpler, so we don't have to handle cash. So I'll either make the donation with my credit card and keep the cash or check or whatever. But I will make sure it goes towards our fundraising page. If you don't aren't on social media, you can search Wisconsin Special Olympics Polar Plunge 2025 and select the Chippewa Falls event, and then search Danny and the Sheriffs. Danny is an athlete from Menominee. He jumped with us last year, and he's outraising myself and Sheriff Hakes from Chippewa Falls now. So,
Well, you know, he is an athlete, and you're just a lowly sheriff.
I am. I tell him that all the time, and he loves to give me grief about it. You
know, so, I mean, because you know, you give us tickets, so he doesn't. Just saying.
Yep.
What can I get a free jail-free card if I, you know, make a certain amount of a donation?
I'll give you a Monopoly card. I don't know how well it will work.
Well, that sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. And now, it'll be on March 8th. So, but I mean, is this open to the public so we can watch
you know, especially if it is a 20 below zero day, we really want to see you jump in.
Yeah, it is open to the public. So the cool thing about Loopy's is he has a, you know, he has an outdoor volleyball event area that they play volleyball in the summertime, but he puts one of those domes up, okay, like Ellsworth has over their swimming pool. He puts that up, so we all congregate in there, and they have food and drinks and stuff, and we played bean bags last year before the event, so yeah, it was just a great time last year.
What's the coldest it's been for you?
I remember before we moved up to Chippewa Falls, there was it was zero or right around there. I actually think last year was colder because the air temperature was warm, so jumping into the cold water, and so I actually think last year was worse. So
and like Wabasha, they have guys in wetsuits there to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, the fire department from, I think it's the Wheaton Township Fire Department up there, they're in wetsuits in case someone struggles, because we're actually jumping into the Chippewa up
and
there.
It's pretty fast current, yeah.
Yeah, it slows down right there, kind of a corner, but they put a dock out in the water for us and jump in the water. So it never gets any warmer. That's what I always tell people.
No, it doesn't. Again, we're with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter. Again, he needs your help. Help him out as he's taking part in this fundraiser for Special Olympics. It's on Saturday, March 8th at Loopy's Grill and Saloon, the Polar Plunge. It's on the Pepin County Sheriff's Department's Facebook page as well, and you can find out more information on that. Coming up, we're going to continue our conversation with Sheriff Winter about some issues going on here in the state and in western Wisconsin. We'll do that here coming up. It's 9:15. Here's Brett Young. This is Lady.
First heard your heartbeat, it had only been 8 weeks. Standing there staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. Make you laugh till you cry, but she can make your tears dry. And when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you learn how to be a lady. Mm-mm. Just how to be a lady. Oh. She'll hear you, she'll hold you, she'll help you through, she'll fix you and me too. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn be a lady.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brett Young and Lady. 9:18. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us, Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter. Again, the sheriff is taking part in a polar plunge to help Special Olympics March 8th at Loopy's. You can just visit the Pepin County Sheriff's Facebook page and make a donation. Help them out with that. It's for a great cause. All the money stays here in Wisconsin. And Sheriff Winter, well, let's talk about some things going on, I guess, first before we have some winter weather coming here tomorrow, but the possibility of a bigger storm on Saturday over the weekend. Kind of a reminder to everybody, because we really haven't had winter driving this winter so far.
It's been almost 2 years, really, that we've had, a bigger snowstorm. I can't remember. Did we have something in March last year towards the end of the year kind of hit? I don't remember anymore. But, yeah, this is a good reminder to put some water and maybe some extra granola bars and stuff if you have to travel, a blanket, some matches, some warm clothes and stuff, and a shovel in the event you do, you know, go into the ditch, and a cell phone charger or extra power pack in case your vehicle stops or battery dies or something happens. And if you don't have to be out on the road, stay home, put a puzzle together, play some board games with your kids, do something.
Let the road crews do their work. And I can already hear, but I have four-wheel drive. As my dad used to say, great, that means you have four wheels spinning in the ditch.
Yeah. I know earlier this week it looked like possibly some freezing rain for the area. So my dad always said, I don't care if you have an 18-wheel drive vehicle on ice, that doesn't matter. Stay off the road, let the crews do what they need to do to get the salt and sand down. And I'm sure they're out pre-treating today.
And don't crowd the plow, because we had that incident in Chippewa County here.
Yep. Yeah, stay back from the plow, because you don't know when they're going to, like, stop to turn into an intersection to sand or stop for whatever. They have an issue with the plow or whatever. So,
talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter. Sheriff, I know that recently, Eau Claire County had this incredibly inflammatory letter, I guess I would call it, to the Attorney General about area police departments dropping people off in Eau Claire against their will. That was kind of the gist of it. And this has really highlighted a problem that we've seen, and you and I have talked about this. And these incidents were people not against their will. They needed help, and they asked for it. We just don't have the facilities here, and that's the problem, isn't it?
It is. You know, we have the, and I know Chief Ridgway, I listened to his interview with you, and he's right. We have the voucher system with the Salvation Army, but we don't have any facilities in the county that want to take the vouchers without a credit card, in the event that there's damage to the room so it can be charged. So the two hotels that have been set up are actually outside the county. We try and do our best keeping in mind the safety of the person that we're dealing with. You know, it's never our intent to take someone up to another jurisdiction and just drop them because we don't want to deal with them. That's never the intent, and I know talking with Chief Ridgway, that was not the intent of the Durand Police Department and their officer.
And it has to be a little bit, I didn't ask Chief Ridgway this, but as a law enforcement officer, you have to be a little bit concerned that another law enforcement person, i.e. an attorney, didn't make a simple phone call before releasing this, didn't do other investigation, because that's what you can't just, I can't just walk up to you and say, Sheriff, Rhonda did this, and you just go and take her away and we're done and not look into it.
Right, and I don't know if anybody from the police department reached out, from Eau Claire Police Department reached out to any of these other three agencies. I haven't been privy to that information, and I guess that's really for them.
But you would think that the attorney would at least ask.
The attorney, you would think the attorney, maybe attorney to attorney, or, you know, we call them corporate counsel, or the city attorney here in Durand. So I'm guessing that didn't happen. I guess that's a question for Chief Ridgway.
It just seems, I would think as a law enforcement officer for yourself, though, that is a little disconcerting.
Yeah, communication. We always say communication is, you know, the most powerful tool in a law enforcement officer's toolbox. So, you know,
and this is just with you know, this incident, I guess, you know, was for homeless. But you and I have talked about this for a mental health crisis. We still don't have anything here in Western Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. Mayo Clinic or Mayo Hospital or the old Luther up in Eau Claire, they still do have beds. We are fortunate to take people there at times. And then the Gunderson Health System down in, which is now Amplify, I believe, down in La Crosse is still accepting. But I know Chief Ridgway talked about Green Bay and Oshkosh and Madison being some of the closest facilities sometimes that we have to go to.
And again, I can kind of imagine there's probably some folks listening. Well, geez, we're so close to Rochester, but there's this line that prevents you from doing that.
Yeah, we cannot take individuals under a mental health custody or behavioral health custody into another state. With human services would have to contract, and there's just logistically there's some issues with Medicare and Medicaid and sure, some statutory language. So,
talking with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter. Coming up on the other side of the break, we're going to continue our conversation about a proposal in the state legislature that might compel sheriffs to work with Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, also known as ICE. We're going to talk with Sheriff Winter about that here coming up. It's 9:25.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale is happening now. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Doug. Quickly, Moo. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Okay.
Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Elvira. Elvira.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Oak Ridge Boys and Elvira 931. I'm Brian Winnikins, and Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter joins us once again as we continue our conversation this morning on some other issues as well, affecting not only Pepin County Sheriffs, but really sheriffs across the state as well. Again, Sheriff Winter will be jumping in the Chippewa River on March 8th at Loop East to help out Special Olympics. Visit the Pepin County Sheriff's Facebook page and see how you can help out with that. So, Sheriff Winter, you're also a part of the, what is it, the Wisconsin Badgerland Sheriff's Association? Or?
Badger State Sheriff's Association.
Okay, and you're now a
BSSA.
You're now a vice president?
The second vice president.
Wow!
So, yeah,
wow. That's a promotion.
Or demotion. I'm not sure yet that they fully explained what was involved with this. So.
Well, you know, that the train left the station and they said, you need to get it. You're getting on that train. Exactly. Thanks for playing.
It's what happens when, you know, we're getting less and less senior sheriffs. And unfortunately, I've been in office 10 years and there have been, large numbers of sheriffs that have retired or resigned. Yeah. So it's somebody has to do it. If not me, then
who?
Then exactly. Who? So
there's been a news release on there's a proposal in the state legislature that would require sheriffs to work with ICE, the Immigration Customs and Enforcement, if they arrest somebody. I guess. Can you explain what they're wanting to try to do here?
Yeah, so the bill was given to our lobbyist back in December or late December. We did engage with trying to make the bill better in the event that this bill would get signed by the governor, so that it was the sheriffs across the state had input into the bill, and that it wasn't just a junk bill that, you know, there was a bunch of mandates in it and unfunded mandates. This is an important issue. Sheriffs do care about their communities. They do not want these people running around in their communities that are here illegally and that commit crimes. This bill would require sheriffs to find out if someone that committed a felony is here legally. There's like 10 different documents that they can be shown by the person that proves that they're in the United States legally. If a sheriff cannot, the bill requires then if the sheriff cannot either prove that person's here legally by asking for those documents, we have to get a hold of Homeland Security. And then Homeland Security can put on what's called a detainer to detain this person for up to 48 hours after all of our stuff has gone through. So if they're given jail time, once that jail time ends, immigration, customs enforcement agents have 48 hours to come here and pick the person up and take them to a county jail facility that has a contract with the federal government. And there's some reporting stuff that goes along with it. Some of the issues that I have is that the sheriff is a constitutional officer within the state. And, you know, now you have the legislation possibly mandating the sheriff of how to run his county jail or how to do public safety within the county. And again, this is an unfunded mandate of us requiring to report back to the Department of Revenue. If a sheriff fails to do that, they're going to take 15% of the shared revenue that we all work very hard to try and gain for the counties for public safety. Most counties are doing this already. We're already doing it. If we have someone that comes in that commits a major crime and we have information that they're here illegally, we're getting a hold of Homeland Security and letting them know that, and then they put the detainer on, and then we let them know, hey, this person's going to be released in 48 hours, make arrangements, and they're really good about coming and doing it. So we're already doing this. I'm not sure what the thought on the legislation is other than, trying to force sheriffs into it that aren't doing it.
And so like here in Pepin County, then that's already your policy.
Correct. We already have we don't have a signed agreement with ICE, but it's an understanding that if someone comes here and creates a major crime and they're here illegally, of course we want that person removed from the United States. We don't want them walking the streets here, but we're not out, I'm not out looking, or our guys aren't looking for, illegal people that aren't here. There are good people that are illegals that are here that are working on the farms and stuff. Immigration is a federal issue.
Is that the biggest issue here? Is that this is?
Yeah, immigration is really a federal issue. So the bill then requires that any cost inquired by the sheriff's office, we're supposed to bill the federal government. You know as well as I do in our conversations, Brian.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Yeah, I know you are, because there's no way they're never going to pay. They're not going to pay. So we possibly could end up with someone with a major medical that, and I'm not saying that if they've committed a major crime that, we do the right thing and hold them and turn them over to ICE, but it starts at felonies, and then all of a sudden they, next will it be misdemeanors and whatever. So I know it's a hot button issue. I know I have a sworn oath to uphold the Constitution, but at the end of the day, immigration is a federal thing, and mandating sheriffs to do something unfunded, it's not fair to our residents here either. So,
and that's the hard part though, is that this is because it's like, okay, it's constitutional. I mean, it's even hard for me to just wrap my brain around. But the federal law trumps the state law. But at the same time, the federal law isn't then enforced by the state and local people. I mean, this is kind of confusing here. And again, I'm no attorney by any means. But
so I think what the state legislation is trying to do is to help the federal government do that law, because there are some sheriffs that aren't following that ICE, those ICE detainers or doing, aren't communicating with the ICE, is again the Immigration Customs Enforcement mm-hmm. Agency through Homeland Security. They're just not doing it. They're not following the federal law. There's really nothing, no penalty for doing it. So now the state legislation is saying, there's going to be a penalty if you don't follow this. And that penalty for not following this is the Department of Revenue is going to withhold 15% of your shared revenue for the next year.
Do you, Do you know Sheriff? And again, you may not know the sheriff because it's a different department. But like State Patrol, are they required to, if they pull someone over or something happens, let's say someone's, you know, they arrest somebody for like a DUI or something like that, that they are the ones that have to do all of this?
Yeah, no, it says the sheriff shall. It does not say anything about police departments or Wisconsin
agencies. It's
just
the sheriff.
Correct. It's just the sheriff because we're the ones, the sheriffs are the ones that are responsible for the jails and underneath the state statutes.
And technically, even though we have a police department in the city of Durand, technically, you're the chief, and your department is, you're the chief law enforcement officer, and your department is the top. It's sheriff first, everybody else second.
Correct. We have the major jurisdiction of the, because we can enforce the laws all over the whole county, where the police department is, you know, they're just jurisdiction within the city of Durand, unless there are some exceptions for major incidents outside, mm-hmm. if they witness something, but that's getting off into the weeds. Yeah. And I always hate saying I'm the top person.
but really, in reality, you are.
Right. But by Wisconsin state statutes, that's correct. But again,
is that a throwback to the Wild West days?
Well, the history of the sheriff comes from the shives or the sheriffs of old England.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking like...
Sheriff Nottingham type deal?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So we're like talking 1600s. If you really want to get into the history of the sheriff, I can do that. That's probably for another day. But the sheriff's autonomy and authority came from kind of like the clans over there. The sheriff or the sheriff was... There's shires over there, and that's where the sheriff got their name from, the shires overseas, over in Europe.
Not to be confused with hobbits.
Yeah, with hobbits or elves.
Or elves, yeah.
and that carried over when the English came and took over in America.
Wow, so that's fascinating.
It is. The idea of a sheriff isn't just, you know, 200 or 300 years old in America. This goes back centuries to the 1500s, 1600s.
You know, next week, you know, the Heritage, Pepin County Heritage Center is having that Durand, Arkansas Area History Day over at Durand City Hall at the Community Center. You may have to go over there and give a little history about some of that stuff.
You know, you could. I came up with an idea. You dressed up for plunge once. You could dress up as Robin Hood, and I could dress up as Sheriff Nottingham, and you can plunge with me on March 8th.
Well, you know, if we're going to do that, no. You're dressing up as Sheriff Buford T. Justice, and I'm dressing up as the bandit there. I'm not dressing up as no Robin Hood. Nah, I've been done that tights thing once. No. I'll be the bandit, and then, you know, I'll have my, and we'll just use line, and we'll use Spotted Cow that I'm trying to take over to North Dakota. The last time I did that, which we won't get into that little trip with that sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, again, if folks can just visit the Pepin County Sheriff's Facebook page to find out more information, or go onto the Special Olympics website, right?
Yep, and specifically the Polar Plunge.
So. All right. That's Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter coming up. We have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you by Security Financial Bank and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. March milk up 21 to 2014. April up 14 to 1980. May up 11 to 1960. June milk up 5 to 1885. Meanwhile, at the Mercantile Exchange, triple-digit gains in live cattle and feeder cattle markets. Big recovery in the cattle markets. After 2 days of losses, they were a bit oversold, and The traders are roaring back into the markets, expectations of potentially at least steady to maybe slightly higher cash markets supporting the live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets also moving mostly higher on expectations of continuing increasing consumer demand. February live cattle up 217 to 20405. March feeder cattle up $1.42 to 269.67. February hogs up 92 cents to 86 even. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets and soybean markets are moving mostly lower today. The commodity funds are taking some profits today. Again, there's still some tariff concerns potentially, and so there's a little bit of profit taking, especially in the soybean markets. But wheat continues to move mostly higher, strength in some of the European wheat markets supporting U.S. prices. New crop corn down a half to 467 and a half. New crop beans down 9.5 to 1064. Chicago wheat March now up 2.75 to 579.75. Minneapolis wheat March up 7.75 to 629.5. I'm Brian Winnekins. Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with areas of light snow and freezing drizzle developing this afternoon and continuing into this evening. Our high 28 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 26 with more snow, accumulating snow Friday night. And Saturday, get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Way back on the radio dial, a fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around a soul. Steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll. Inside, so I would stand out on the sidewalk, listen to the music playing every Friday night.
across the mirror this morning, said goodbye, baby. You left without warning, like a thief in the night. You ran away with my heart. I can't believe my eyes, must be a bad dream. You always said we had a good thing. You never once let on we were falling apart. That ain't no way to go. Guess I'll do a little wishful drinking. Make a whiskey wish upon a star. Train whistle blowing down the track. Lonesome sound says she ain't coming back. It's such a cold blow from out of the dark. That ain't no way to go.
Girl, it just ain't right.
Don't you think that I deserve to hear you say goodbye? That ain't no way to go.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Brooks and Dunn. That ain't no way to go. 9:53. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's run down today in history here quickly. A little bit behind this morning. 1850. Frank Baldwin patented the first adding machine. Well, accountants like Rhonda, this is a special day. Now they need their adding machines, even though it was 20 inches high and weighed 10 pounds. Now it's right on your phone. 1953, Walt Disney's full-length animated feature Peter Pan debuted. 1971, Apollo 14 with Alan Shepard and Edgar Mitchell landed on the moon. In 1997, investment bank Morgan Stanley announced a merger with Dean Witter at $10 billion. Wow. Well, just write you a check, right? Also, 2016, Twitter announced that it would shut down more than 125,000 accounts because of the accounts promoting terrorist attacks. 2016, the sixth man to walk on the moon died at the age of 85. Astronaut Edgar Mitchell passed away in Florida after a brief illness. He was the module pilot in the Apollo 14 mission. He was only one of 12 men to ever set foot on the moon. And that's what happened on this date in history. It's 9:54.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area.
The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Ladies, bring your friends down to Main Street for Durand's After Hours Galentine's Day event, February 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. Get pampered and treated from area businesses, including The Cottage, River and Grace, The Hair Hut, and Reflections. Each location will have free product samples, exclusive event deals, food and refreshments, and for every $25 you spend, you will be entered into a raffle. You deserve an evening of pampering during the Durand After Hours Galentine's Day event, February 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. in downtown Durant.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, 958. Thank you to Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter for joining us this morning. A reminder that Polar Plunge March 8th up at Loopy's. You can help out Sheriff Winter with the fundraising for the Polar Plunge and Special Olympics. Visit the Pepin County Sheriff's Department's Facebook page for more information on that. If you missed that interview, it's now available on our audio podcast through Podbean. And you can either go to the podcast page of our website or go to podbean.com and search for WRDN. You can subscribe to our audio and video podcasts as well. Happy National Weather Person's Day today. Oh, staff meteorologist Mace Michaels, Corey Hartman. I guess it's their day today. The holiday commemorates the birthday of John Jeffries. Born in the state in 1744, he was a scientist and surgeon. He's considered one of America's first weather observers. He kept weather records from 1774 to 1816. He also pioneered the field of ballooning in the United States and took his first balloon observations in 1784. So I guess have an accurate forecast today, Corey and Mace, and the rest of the Sevier Studios forecast team on this National Weather Person's Day today. Dave DeLart fills in during this time slot the rest of this week, as it's time for me to
head on down to the Corn Soybean Expo in Wisconsin Dells over the next few days through the end of Friday. Be listening for interviews from the Corn Soy Expo during the morning farm reports here on WRDN, Durand Mondovi Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. I'm Brian Winnekins. Make it a great Wednesday.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia all speaking out against President Trump's plan that Palestinians should leave Gaza immediately so U.S. developers can turn it into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Amman Jordan.
President Trump, interestingly, in that press conference, said that everybody he'd spoken to thought this was